Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Music teacher at Jefferson Intermediate School, Lori Lorenz, joins us on today's program to preview Friday's Veterans Day activities at the school.
And coming up at Jefferson Intermediate School for Veterans Day, a special program aimed to honor all of those in the area that have served. First of all, let our listeners know what kind of program you put together each year with the students involved, heavily involved, in fact, in the production, in a way to honor our veterans.
We have a Veterans Day program. We've had it for many years. It is about 30 to 40 minutes long. The public is invited. Of course, we want to especially invite our veterans to honor them. It gives us a great opportunity to teach our children about the service that our men and women have given for each of us as Americans. And we also try to make it a learning experience for them, but also hopefully give back to our audience in the way of having thank yous from students. We have 4th, 5th, and 6th grade all together singing a couple songs together. And we do have some children that write maybe their own poems or their own feelings about Veterans Day.
And one of the things I've noticed as I've had a chance to go, I went last year, is that you try to kind of incorporate different elements each year to not only just keep it exciting, but to maybe showcase in different ways the students' appreciation for those veterans. Last year, you had the Pella Marching Band coming in with their American program. What are some of the changes this year that folks may notice?
Well, this year, one of the things that we're going to do a little differently is we're going to have a panel of 4 to 5 people that have been veterans in different eras, maybe during times of war, maybe times of peace. But we're going to have questions that the students have prepared that will be asked of them. And this gives the students a good idea of what, you know, the service that they have provided and maybe how things have changed or what different roles are in the military.
Very good. And one of the things that maybe is you've already touched on is the educational opportunity. This is definitely outside of the classroom. It's in the gym. The gym is full. But this is definitely a chance, I'm guessing, in your mind, to really educate these students about how many local connections we have to veterans and give them a little bit of a history lesson and an appreciation for what they've done.
Right. There are a few people just around the school system. In fact, I'm hoping one or two of them are going to be on my panel that, you know, they might not even know they're a veteran, and they see them in a different light. One year we did, you know, we talked about our freedoms. One year we really focused, it was a time that many of our students had parents that were gone. We really focused on the sacrifice that the family takes. So every year we try and change it up just a little bit so they get a different educational view of what being a veteran is.
And why do you think it's so important for these kids to have this opportunity?
You know, I think I grew up with a father that was very patriotic, but I think for a while our country wasn't very patriotic. After 9/11, we really saw a surge of patriotism again. And I think a lot of us are just naive to the sacrifices that many of these men and women have made. And so I think it's good for our children to think about that. To think about our freedoms aren't free, they were paid for by men and women who served, but that we keep our country strong and we keep our country with the freedoms we have.
And the veterans probably get something out of this too.
Well, there are many times there aren't dry eyes by the end of the program. I think seeing children thanking you touches your heart in a different way.
Once again, that was Lori Lorenz at Jefferson Intermediate School previewing Friday's special Veterans Day program at 11 a.m. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.